This is Packer and Durham on ACCN and SiriusXM Channel 371.
It's Packer and Durham from beautiful Carter Finley Stadium. It's game day in the ACC. I feel like a broadcaster. Man, look at us. The only missing, Chester, Fuller, Otto, and Robert, but man, we got an awesome crew, and we are live from Carter Finley, Mark Packer, Wes Durham, as we continue to stream live on the ESPN app, SiriusXM 371, an assortment of other radio stations. Free parking is certainly available, we hope, here at Carter Finley.
Oh, I don't know now.
My eye on tow trucks, just in case. I'm glad we got Boo Corrigan coming up, just in case I need to find out where is the Ford F-150. Mr. Durham, it's good to be on the road, isn't it?
Are you coaching tonight?
I am feeling it, brother.
Are you going to call plays?
Yeah, Boo Corrigan apparently threw you last night, big Hello. Dinner, while I was traveling up the I-85 rain-soaking highway. Hooked me up with a little NC State baseball hat, looking good there.
Slobbering Wolf hat, I like that.
And I got the Dave Dorn special, so I am ready to roll, Wolfpack Nation.
Boo Corrigan going to join us coming up in the 8 o'clock hour. Dave Dorn will be here at 9:30. Eric McClain, E.J. Manuel also live on set as we start day one of ACC football today from Raleigh. Don't forget, coverage tonight exclusively. The whole table will be full starting at 6 tonight for the huddle. 90 minutes leading you up to Dave O'Brien, Tim Hasselbeck, and Kelsey Riggs. We'll have the call of the game from right here at Carter Finley Stadium as NC State meets South Florida, and it's the start, needless to say, of one of the biggest opening weekends we've seen in recent memory in ACC football.
That would be true, and I'll tell you another thing that's great. Number one, we're out of the basement for
sure.
once.
Sure, yeah.
But, man, the weather feels good. You know, and sometimes you come to Carter Finley in the early September, it'll get a little toasty here in Raleigh. I'm talking about 90s with 100% humidity. Man, I'm telling you, if you didn't know any better, you could almost do a little sweater weather and little 80-yard wedge shots today, my man.
Yeah.
The wind's blowing. I mean, it is a gorgeous day. And I think everybody who loves college football, we've been waiting for this. And I don't care what league you follow, man. We've been waiting for the start of the college football season. And tonight on ACC Network, South Florida comes rolling in here. And Dave Dorn and the Wolfpack saying welcome to NC State football. This could be a special year for the Wolfpack.
All right. It has been 539 days since Packer and Durham went anywhere, okay? We were at the ACC tournament in Greensboro when sports kind of stopped. We did the Friday show from the basement, and after that, we went away until June the 8th, 2020. And when we came back on the thin technological high wire, okay? I was at home in Carsville, Georgia. Pack was kind of at home
still
in Charlotte,
basement.
Still in the basement, but doing shows in a different way. We eventually morphed it to where we did, 100 and some shows last year, 200 and some shows in a new way. And then we got back in the basement a couple of weeks ago for the first time in seemingly a long time, since March 13th. And now here we are on site. So what's happened? Now, this is just a quick run of what's happened since we last did a live show. Ready? Notre Dame joined the ACC for a season. The ACC got two teams in the college football playoff. John Swofford has retired and Jim Phillips has been hired. Roy Williams retired. Larry Penley retired. Mike Krzyzewski announced it's his last season coming up. Trevor Lawrence finished his college career and was the first pick in the NFL draft. NC State and Virginia made College World Series runs, and no head football coaches have been replaced in the ACC. All that in the last 539 days.
Time flies when you're having fun, Mr. Durham. You know, here's the thing I'm thinking of. As I look at the backdrop and you see the sun starting to hit the backdrop here
sure
at Carter Finley, which is fantastic, especially after all the rain last night. I remember a couple years ago when ACC Network was launched.
Yeah.
And we took this road show early. I mean, we hadn't done a week's worth of shows. And we were in Clemson's Death Valley, sitting right at the top of the hill. Rock was right there. You could reach over and touch the thing. And I remember at the time, John Swofford, the commissioner of the ACC, joined us because this was really the baptism of the ACC Network, first game and everything.
Right.
And John Swofford parked
about, well, I don't know, 15 feet from where we were doing the show. and as powerful a man as he is, was at the time, his car got towed.
Yeah.
And as I mentioned the other day, Death Valley Towing Company, they don't mess around.
They're undefeated.
This morning, Josh and I were zipping around here about 5 a.m., pitch black, trying to find a parking spot, trying to find a gate that was open. And we finally did. And we parked illegally, I'm sure, about 150 yards from us. So I'm hoping that we don't get the John Swofford treatment where they go...
What are you worried about?
Well, here's what I figured. You know, I got a red truck. So I'm thinking that's going to help at some point in time. So I'm a little concerned. But every time there's a big vehicle that zips through here, I'm just making sure it's not a towing company. And I hope you didn't park near me, by the way.
I'm right beside you.
Well, you'll be first to go. They're not going to touch the red truck. But I know this much. This place will be hopping tonight.
Yep.
Right? NC State fans are excited. They should be. Dave's got a really good team. By the way, can't wait to touch base with Coach when he joins us later on.
Yep.
But the smell of charcoal, tailgate, fans back in the stands, we really missed that last year.
Yeah.
Well, we really did. I know you, with all the travels you have with broadcasting games, you know, smaller crowds, that's one thing. But, man, I'm telling you, NC State fans are jazzed. They're pumped up.
Yep.
They've been flying underneath the radar from a national media perspective. And you know what? This team could make some noise.
Well, it's the thing. Here's the thing. You can feel it in Raleigh, and you can feel it through the footprint that folks are ready for football to start. I took the I took a route today. We were staying over near the Centennial campus where some of our crew is headquartered. And as I was coming back, I elected to go the route where you take the Centennial campus back up to Western Boulevard. And I took the old Western Boulevard right there by the Big Five, came down the hill, saw Amedeo's on the left.
It was closed.
It was closed.
We thought about going over there and getting a picture and going, hey, you've always invited us. Now we show up.
Nobody's here. And you're closed.
I can't believe there's not
lasagna being
served at 5:15.
Don't worry about it. We know you'd opened had you known Pac was going to be rolling by at 5:15.
We're starving.
So, but I drove up the back way, Trinity, Blue Ridge Road, the whole bit, came in from the off the Wade Avenue exit in the old days type deal. And as I made my way, thought, you know what? How excited people are to be back in this environment tonight around this facility, which they've done a marvelous job here, just updating and modernizing Carter Finley Stadium. And it's a great venue. And when it's packed, and it'll be packed tonight,
it'll be packed.
I mean, they're just a great fan base, and they'll be excited tonight at 7:30 when the ball goes on the tee. They're going to wear the lighted up jerseys, which will look great. Going to have the slobbering wolf on the helmet with the brick matting behind it. It looks slick. I saw one of those helmets last night. Really cool. And they'll be excited. But see, here's the beauty of it for the ACC. This weekend pack, it's not just here.
That's right.
It's everybody is excited. Whether your team's at home or on the road, think about tomorrow night in Blacksburg, what that environment will be like. Think about Saturday in Charlotte for Clemson, Saturday in Atlanta for Miami and Alabama. You start going down this list here. I mean, it's Saturday night in Atlanta. Northern Illinois, who managed to fight through a season last year to be able to play some games in the Mid-American Conference, comes to Atlanta, where Jeff Collins, they've got the second hardest, maybe the hardest schedule in some analytics in the country, Pac. But Jeff Collins has got a team that believes they can make some noise. They get a chance to start on Saturday night in primetime here on ACC Network. Then you and I keep talking about Sunday night, and I'm telling you, the more we go to Sunday night, I'm really interested to see what kind of environment that turns out to be, the gamut of emotions that the Florida State people are going to run through when they host Notre Dame and ABC.
Yeah, it'll be electric. The cool thing, too, I think, for ACC fans and for college football fans is that the ACC's got games Thursday, Friday,
yep,
Saturday, Sunday, Monday. And, you know, we wait for the start of a college football season every year. Once somebody's crowned the national champion, you go, oh, my gosh, we got to wait 8-9 months. Can't wait to get the kickoff. We all have the countdown. It's 200 days out. It's 100 days out. It's 50 days out. We all do it.
Yep.
We all do it.
Yep.
And now here we are on game day for the ACC, and you get five consecutive nights of college football. I mean, what more do you want? You got great non-conference games, and then you got that ACC game tomorrow. And I mean conference game, with North Carolina, Virginia Tech, which will be out of sight. But everybody's fired up, and they're ready to go. And, you know, it's cool to come into a town where people are excited about their team. And I'll go back to something that Dave Dorn said earlier this week, and I'll remind NC State fans tonight. Dave Dorn wants you in here for four quarters. You know, if this thing gets out of hand tonight and it's 37-7, hey, you know what? Enjoy it. You know, enjoy that journey, right? If you're wearing this team out with South Florida and Coach Scott's trying to build a program down there and he's a really good, fine young coach. But this NC State program is ready to win right now. They're coming off a great year last season. I thought Dave Dorn's comments the other day, they resonated because you know what? Guys put their they worked their tails off to get in this position, Wes.
Can we get a shot? They're coming to tow your truck.
They better not
the
be
car
towing
just
the truck.
Came by, the guy's coming to tow your truck.
See, here's the good news. And I want to finish this point, then I'm going to talk about that right there. NC State fans, hey, you've sold this place out.
Yeah.
You know what? There's only a handful of these games. You know, if you had them every week for 52 weeks, you'd go, I missed this one or whatever. You don't get that luxury. Nobody in college football gets that luxury. Enjoy this journey because this team, I know Clemson's Clemson. Everybody's chasing them.
Right.
But this team feels like they're ready to now take the next step, especially coming off last year. Tons of guys back. Tonight should be a great showcase for all the hard work. But Dave Dorn's point about, hey, hang out for four quarters. We need you. Oh, hey, doesn't matter if it's 37-7 or whatever the score may be. You got to be rocking. And this place rocks. When they're ready to go, it's a great spot to watch a game.
No question. Are you worried about that truck?
I told you, I got head on a swivel for anything that looks like a tow truck for the next 2 hours and 50 minutes. I got stuff to do. I mean, you know, you guys are going to be up here partying like rock stars.
No. Your boy's going to the airport.
I understand. Yeah, you're going to the airport, assuming your car's there.
That would be true.
The good news is Boo Corrigan's going to be here. If we got any kind of intel that the vehicles have been heisted, we can deal with the athletic director.
Hey, by the way, let me show you this real quick. Tomorrow night in Blacksburg, Jim Phillips' first game as conference commissioner.
Yep.
Ceremonial coin. Remember, we saw one of these a couple of years ago when the network launched. Remember that?
Yep.
I think we had one that in the basement.
We
don't
do.
We? All right, so there's that side. Then on the other side, nice signature by the commissioner. We got the commissioner's signature embossed on there with the date and everything else. How about that, huh? That's tomorrow night for the Hokies and Heels.
Yep, like it.
6 o'clock kick at Lane Stadium.
You know what? I got to be honest with you. I like doing shows from football stadiums when there's nobody in there yet.
I do, too. I like the morning trip.
I do, too. I mean, you know, because I see that sun hitting the backdrop, and I keep thinking of the show we did 2 years ago in Death Valley.
Yep.
Pitch black, and all of a sudden, by the time I came on, bam.
That's it.
It was just like, man, this is spectacular.
All right, we got a big show. We've already told you, Boo Corrigan, 8 o'clock, Eric McClain, E.J. Manuel, and Dave Dorn at 9:30, live on game day. Packer, you ready for Coach Dorn? Look like you're ready to work tonight.
I'm worried that Coach may put me to work.
You look like the get-back coach.
I can
right
handle
here
that.
The,
give me a barbecue.
We got a
ripped.
Great crew. We got the voice of victory here. We got it all. We're rolling. When we come back, a little NC State math to get you ready for tonight.
Uh-oh, math.
Wolfpack in
Let
the house.
Handle it.
Zonovan Knight is getting no love nationally, and he ought to be. Next on Packer and Durham.
The Packer and Durham Podcast. Here's Mark Packer and Wes Durham.
There was a true love in our locker room that was different. Every team talks about being a family. I don't think every team acts like a family. Sticks and stones,
like skulls and bones. There's so many weapons and so many people coming back.
It's this linebacking core. I think one of the best in the country, if not the best.
Packer and Durham, live from Carter Finley. It is game day, not only here at NC State, it's game day for the Atlantic Coast Conference as we kick off the 21 football season. And, Wes, you mentioned math. You know, we got all the sharp objects off the set when you start going math,
Come on.
I know we're not too far down the street from the alma mater, but NC State, I told you, this crowd is excited because you can feel something's brewing right here in Raleigh.
Well, and here's the thing. They bring back a lot of tangible experience from a year ago. They went through some tough times. They came out of it and played really good football. There are two storylines about NC State that you can't get away from. One is when Devin Leary went down with the injury, they had to find a way back, and they did with Bailey Hockman. Devin Leary, though, was going to win that job back because of the injury, and everybody knew it. Bailey Hockman transferred out of the program, is going to finish his college career at Middle Tennessee State for Rick Stockstill. However, what NC State went through in that quarterback situation ended up kind of galvanizing, I think, the optimism that they have this fall. Why? Because you saw the depth at receiver. You saw an offensive line coming back, headed by Grant Gibson. Here's the other thing, too, Pack. Defensively, they were ready to go. Tony Gibson's got this group now in a spot where they've got some real depth. They got some real talent. Roddy Jones, for all the things you hear about the linebackers, and you heard Eric McClain talk about, like Peyton Wilson, Isaiah Moore, Drake Thomas, those guys, Roddy Jones will tell you Tyler Baker Williams is a threat in the secondary. So you know about Tanner Engel, but Tyler Baker Williams is a guy who probably does not get enough recognition. But here's the thing you need to know. Two stats. Devin Leary had an 80.5 season last year, QBR rating of 80.5. Only DJ Uiagalelei had a better QBR that's coming back. Trevor Lawrence and Eden Book, by the way, were also on that list. But coming back, it's only DJ and Devin Leary that had that high QBR.
This is what I always look for. When we start talking about teams in the summertime, when you give me cluster of players,
right,
where all of a sudden, hey, you want to talk about the running back room? You know, something about NC State's running backs, right? There's a ton. It's not just bam.
That's it.
They got a bunch of dudes. You want to talk about the linebacking corps? Might be the best in the country in terms of collection. Talking about returning starters, what Dave Dorn has done here is built depth. And that is the difference between, hey, we got a pretty good team versus a team that says, hey, you know what? We're really good. We can flat out compete. And you've got to have it if you're going to say, hey, guess what, Clemson? Hey, guess what, Miami, North Carolina? We're joining this mix in terms of the conversation. If you don't have it, you can't get there. Dave's done a great job. And here's the other thing. We've talked about this. A couple years ago, at the end of the season, NC State couldn't even field a team. I mean, they went through an injury-plagued year like nobody's business, and kids had a chance to play who really, quite frankly, were not ready to play.
That's it.
And there were some tough Saturdays for NC State fans, coaches, and players. Now you see the dividends of guys who got experience, got kicked around, understood what it's like, and now the game is slow. This is a dangerous football team at NC State.
All right, here's the stat. This is full West Durham math right here. The Wolfpack returns 101% of their rushing.
That is West Durham math.
It's my math. Now, how does that happen? Well, it's a little bit of a trick. But actually, it's really true because Bailey Hockman had negative rushing yardage last year. Since he's no longer here, if you take away the negative rushing yardage, put it back in play, they have 1,492 rushing yards returning from a team that had 1,470 yards.
That is West Durham math.
There you go. There it is, too. I mean, how long has Ricky Person been here, by the way?
But look at the consistency there, right? I mean, it's not one guy you got to stop. It's, and, you know, and that's the great thing for Dave Dorn. He says, you know what, I'm going to give you fresh legs in the second half. You're used to tackling somebody? Cool, watch this. Bam, here they come.
Yep.
That's why this is a dangerous football team. A lot of experience back. Home schedule is great. And, you know, the thing that I think that really helps NC State is that North Carolina received all the hype in the summertime.
I think
NC State loves the fact everybody's sleeping on them. And you know who else is sleeping on them? The national media. All you got to do is look at the preseason polls and the coaches and the AP poll. You know what? NC State received votes. I think they're comfortable in that role of sneaking up on people. But you know what? It won't take long until you see these guys and realize this is a talented group.
Yeah. The Wolfpack's got a journey here. There's no question. It starts tonight with South Florida. But let's focus for a moment on kind of where they went a year ago, the first seven games to the last five games. Because, remember, the Leary injury sidetracked them a little bit. But the perseverance, and I think, Packett, comes back to what you mentioned about the tail end of the 19 season 19. When all the injuries set in. NC State was able to get through that. You look at the first seven ball games, they went 4-3, averaging 33 points a game, 472 yards. From a defensive perspective, that wasn't going to get it done. The last five games, they went 4-1. They allowed only 20.2 points a game, and opponents got just 335 yards a game. yards per play went from almost 6 to under 5. And Mac's right about the linebackers, but I think it's a three-level deal with Dave Doran's team and Tony Gibson's 3-3-5 defense.
Well, and every time we've had Dave on the show, and we'll have Coach on today at 9:30 this morning, you can get a sense when you talk to coaches, I think, but there's an inner confidence that, hey,
right,
I think we got a pretty good group. And again, everybody will give you the coach speak, but I think when you have a chance to really talk to them, you get a sense if there's a concern or a worry. I'm not telling you NC State's perfect. There's still work to be done. But there is a confidence when you talk to Dave Doran about this club that if they can stay healthy, which is true for everybody in the country, whether you're ranked or unranked, if this team stays healthy, they've got a chance. They really do. And I know tonight everybody's excited with the opener. We'll talk more next week about the road trip to Stark Vegas against Mississippi State, which I've told you all summer is the one I've circled. That is the moment, I think, for NC State to say, guess what? We're a pretty good football team.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think the other thing, too, is we start talking about where they are defensively and where this football team is. Remember now, they were a really, really solid football team. The competitive depth he talked to us about in the spring, there are not many teams in the ACC that can use the term competitive depth. I mean, certainly Clemson's there. I know they're in the Atlantic Division. There are other schools feel like they've got it, but NC State does have it. It's on paper for the Wolfpack, and I think that's one of the things that we'll have to look at as this season unfolds. By the way, NC State's won two of the three previous games with South Florida. 14-0 in the 2005 Meineke Car Care Bowl up there in Uptown Charlotte.
Beautiful. We're still talking
we're
about
still
that.
We're still talking about that.
Yeah, we are.
Last time they played, by the way, was 2014. So,
You know, I will say one thing, too. The Bulls come rolling in here, and Coach Scott, who
a nice job.
Is a tremendous football coach, got a great opportunity, was on Dabo's staff forever. So he's been here. He's seen what this crowd's all about in terms of saying, okay, boys, you better strap this on real tight. But that is a work in progress for South Florida. So tonight, I think, is a perfect appetizer for NC State. Now, I mean, listen, the Bulls would be excited to be here.
I got one for you, though.
Go for it.
You know who's South Florida starting tonight at quarterback?
North Carolina boy.
Cade Fortin.
Yep.
Used to play for those Bowl boys in Bashful Blue over there.
Yeah.
That'll be a nice welcome, don't you think?
Well, listen, you don't need to give NC State fans much to get juiced up if you mention light blue around here.
Oh, yeah.
But they'll remember.
Oh, yeah.
But South Florida is a work in progress. So this is, I think, a perfect tune-up game for the Wolfpack as they get ready to hit the road. And I think that's when you always find out about your team, right? When you go on the road and figure out, hey, can we handle crowds? Can we handle who we're playing? Get the W. Let's get out of town. But we'll worry about that next week. Today really is a celebration of football, not only here at NC State, but in the ACC as we kick off the season.
10 starters back on defense for Dave Doran. Spent a lot of time talking about offense. Rightly so, everybody likes to talk numbers. 10 starters.
But you know what? You've heard a lot of that this year when you start going down teams.
For all the quarterback talk, a lot of good defensive backs.
I go back to our conversation with Dave Clawson. He told everybody who was paying attention a month and a half ago on the show that he believes this could be the best year ever of college football for just that reason. Everybody got a year back, the super seniors. You start going through these rosters and you realize, man, this team's got 18 to 22 starters back, 20 to 20. You see that number more than ever before just because of that one free year, and that gives you experience. And, again, if you can stay healthy, the super seniors – you tie all in together, and you've got good quarterback play.
Yeah.
The one thing we know about this league, there's nobody in the country that can match quality depth at the quarterback position versus the ACC.
Oh, this is the best quarterback league in the country.
Not even close.
Yeah. Nice breeze this morning, huh? You're kind of liking this out here, like the get-back coach.
Well, first of all, if I ever played golf again, I like this kind of weather. Overcast, cool, winds blowing. And can I say one other thing? I know you probably can't see it. I've always thought the grass at Carter Finley.
You're talking about the bank?
The turf?
The grass
bank? No.
Not the grass field.
I'm talking about the field.
Yeah.
The turf here has always been great.
Yeah.
I grew up an NC State fan.
It's been documented.
I mean, I loved NC State as a kid.
Yeah.
Right? The turf here has always looks good. I can't say that about everybody. But when I walked in here this morning at 5 a.m., a couple banks of lights were on. It was just pure, man. It was just like, I want to just go out there and take a big old divot, but I don't think they would have taken too kindly to that.
To tell you how they've done a marvelous job, this stadium used to be just these two sides.
Yeah.
And then you had the grassy bank here right behind us. And then the old Finley Fieldhouse was at the other end of the stadium. It was a great venue because you walked in, you kind of walked down. And in mid-October, for those of you who, you know, pocket ACC history, mid-October they used to play State Carolina every year. And they would do it during the NC State Fair.
Right.
Mid-October. So every other year, you'd come in here, fair would be going on, game was typically like 1, 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Then you walk across the street, hop on the Tilt-A-Whirl, get a cotton candy, whatever it might be, you know, try and win a big old stuffed animal at the fair.
I remember one time, and I was sitting over here in the corner on the bank, and it was State Carolina. And that was the day Amos Lawrence went crazy.
Famous Amos, freshman year.
Right, went crazy, whatever year that was.
Yeah.
But before the game, the Tar Heel Ram came out. Who, by the way, ranked in the top 5 with Kelsey.
Ramesses, yeah.
Well, Ramesses, whatever Ramesses' number was, that back in the early 70s
There've
or mid
70s. There's been a lot of those guys.
Been a lot of
them. There's been a lot of Ramesses.
They brought Ramesses out here, and guess what? They had a couple of wolves. It was go time.
Yeah.
And they had a little skirmish here, and this place went crazy. I remember sitting in the corner on the bank going, oh, man, it's State Carolina.
You know
Get
what?
Get after it.
I got to tell you this before we get to break. We have missed an opportunity for Pac here in Raleigh. I don't know where it is, but somebody here knows where it is. NC State used to have one of the old pitching carts, except they had the helmet with the wolf on it. They used to have that before they kind of closed in the stadium, and I bet it's still somewhere. If we'd have gotten with the right people, we might have been able to get you at the wheel of the wolf.
I remember they used to have the big helmet with the
That's
block.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, that one.
Yeah, that.
Yeah.
The that big one. Cart.
Yeah. But you were at the old Finley Fieldhouse with all the pine trees around it and stuff. It was a cool setting. Yeah. But they have really done some kind of job. And this Wendell Murphy Football Center
God.
Is off the charts.
Yep.
Great.
It
really
is.
Really tremendous.
All right. Stay tuned. Boo Cargan, top of the hour. But when we come back, who will we learn the most about this weekend? Not what will we learn. Who will we learn the most about this weekend? Man, we got a lot of prospects on the menu, don't we? Stay tuned, Packer and Durham, rolling on from the capital city of North Carolina on the Atlantic Coast Conference Television Network.
Packer and Durham. This is the Packer and Durham Podcast.
Thousands of folks have been affected by Hurricane Ida, and they urgently need support. Donate at redcross.org/ESPN to help the Red Cross respond to and help people recover from this disaster. And we are pleased to share that message with you this morning from Raleigh here on Packer and Durham, live from Carter-Finley Stadium. There's a look outside. Look at there now. We got a little jib action going. Nice. All right.
It's Robert controlling the drones.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Robert's doing the drone work for us.
Well, we're just going to give him credit for it.
All right. Biggest weekend, biggest opening weekend, a long, long time, biggest weekend ever?
Well, what I like about the ACC week one schedule is you've got great non-conference games.
Absolutely.
Right? You got two on Saturday, which are just must watch.
Right.
Miami, Alabama, Clemson, Georgia. I mean, crazy good, right? Game days in Charlotte, the whole routine. You've got another great, quote-unquote, non-conference game Sunday night with Notre Dame rolling into Florida State. We've talked about all the peripheral stuff that's going to be going on, too, the Bobby Bowden and routine and all that.
Yeah.
You've got a game on Monday night. This is really the cherry on the icing on the cake with Louisville and Ole Miss, first to 50 wins, right? Team of mystery.
Right.
Louisville taking on Lane Kiffin. And then you also have a fascinating conference game stuck in there on a Friday with North Carolina
Absolutely.
And Virginia Tech with so much riding on it, really for both teams, different pressures on both teams. So the league gives you a combination of great non-conference games, a big-time conference game, and 5 days of football, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. From that perspective, it's hard to beat.
All right, let's get to who we will learn the most about. Now, I thought this might happen, and sure enough, it's starting to develop. I figured we'd get to about 72 hours before kickoff, and all of a sudden, you know what? Miami's a little better than people think. Miami might play Alabama close. Now, saying it and delivering it is two different things. Biggest test of the year for Miami. FPI, your friends down the hall, this is the only game of the year right now Miami is an underdog. Do we learn the most about Miami because they're playing number one?
We learn that FPI, it doesn't matter what FPI says. You know, you don't know how good anybody is. I had Eli Gold, your buddy Eli Gold, the voice of Alabama.
I love Eli Gold.
It's tremendous. And, uh-oh, is that the tow truck? No. Are you sure?
They're coming to get the voice of victory.
Oh, good.
They found out the voice of victory is in North Carolina.
All right, I was going to say, Eli Gold talked about, hey, you know what? This Alabama team, there are a lot of young, there's a lot of new, fresh faces.
Yes, there are.
On the offensive
talented,
side.
Talented, but new.
Right, without question. And we know that, and that, he talked about this, mobile, talented quarterbacks, guys who can beat you with the arm and legs, at times, has given Alabama fits. Well, guess what? Derek King is still rocking it for Manny Diaz. That could be a major problem for a really talented Alabama team. We will find out. Nobody knows squat till we kick this thing off, Wes. So if you want to go Miami, you can't give me that FPI favorite. Hey, we don't know anything yet. So I am curious. And again, smart folks out in Vegas think they're what, a 3-touchdown dog, give or take, whatever the number is?
Yeah.
Can, if that's the case, fine, great, whatever. Can Miami get that thing in the second half? And all of a sudden, possessions matter. Can you make plays? Bryce Young, he may have 7 figures in his back pocket, name, image, and likeness. Incredibly talented, unbelievable players. But I'm going to tell you now, De'Aaron King can make plays. He's got something to prove. So I am curious to see, can the Canes get that thing into a second half game where all of a sudden, you know what, it's not just a cruise control game from for Bama. They got to think about, uh-oh, last year's defending champs really doesn't mean anything in 21.
Well, 3:30 start on ABC from Mercedes-Benz Stadium in Atlanta, part of the Chick-fil-A Kickoff Classic. Alabama returns on paper 11 starters. Miami returns 19 of the 22, including special teams. They return Lou Headley, and another Borgalis is there to kick. So I would say this. You want to give a lean in special teams? I might lean Canes.
No, not without question, you do. And Nick Saban talked about that this week in his press conference in terms of that. Nobody wants to talk about special teams. You do when you talk about the Canes. So I want to see how they handle the bigness of the game too, Wes.
So do I.
You know, that's the thing. You know, we saw Miami last year. They cracked the top 10. People were talking about, man, the U's back. They went down to Death Valley, and they got smoked. I mean, they just
second half, especially.
They got smoked. I mean, they were just really never in the game. And let's see if they learn from that. That all right, hey, let's go play. Let's take care of us. How many times have we talked to Manny Diaz? He said, "We've got to take care of us. Let's play our game and see where this goes."
There
but
you go.
I want to see if Miami can get that thing into the second half, and then let's go play and see what happens.
Got it. All right. Other one we're interested in. How much do we learn about Florida State and Mike Norvell's first real season as their head coach? Sunday night, 7:30, ABC. Joe Tessitore, Greg McElroy, coveted invite. Katie George will be there. This guy battled everything last year. On-field, off-field, distractions, culture, issues, all the things that were putting a football team together. And then, oh, by the way, injuries. Now, all of a sudden, he gets Notre Dame, who's a different Notre Dame than went to the playoff last year, Pac.
Totally different. And every team's different than a year ago. But Notre Dame had a special collection of seniors and unbelievable fifth-year senior leadership on that team. And that included Ian Book, of course, who winning as quarterback and so forth. So this is a totally different unit that we're going to see with the Irish having to go on the road. And what I want to see from Florida State, because I think they are going to be better in 21 than they were last season. But what I want to see from Florida State is, number one, quarterbacks, right? Mackenzie Milton being back is a great story. But on the defensive side, so it's a team that created 10 sacks last year. Not in a game, 10, period.
Yeah.
That has got to improve. And we think of the great Florida State teams, Wes.
Yep.
Oh, my goodness. They would decapitate you. I mean, they'd get 6 before you get off the bus. 10 total. That number has got to go through the roof in 21 for Florida State.
Wow.
And they're going to go against Notre Dame with a team that has very few starters back from a year ago.
Absolutely right. The other part about Florida State, Jermaine Johnson, the Georgia transfer at defensive end now, I mean, he's capable of having 10 by the end of the year if things go the right way. that matchup to me is one you want to watch. Notre Dame, Liam Eikenberg, some of those guys, they're gone to the National Football League. Brian Kelly's trying to kind of reset and reload with Tommy Rees calling plays. Marcus Freeman on the defensive side for the Irish, who came over from Cincinnati in the offseason when Clark Lee went to Vanderbilt as the head coach. How does Notre Dame kind of put all that together? And again, I'll say this at the top, and I'll say it again. Nobody knows how the emotional roller coaster will be in Tallahassee Sunday night.
I'm not sure there will be. Again, Clemson, Georgia have great hype, but it's a neutral site. This is a home field, great home field advantage when everybody comes together and pull in the same direction. I think Florida State's going to be better than they were a year ago. Mike Norvell's gotten a full season of spring practice and everything else. You got a great situation at quarterback because I think he can win with both guys. And I do think the story of everybody who's a Florida State fan coming back in that stadium for the first time since the passing of Bobby Bowden, there's going to be a connection. It's going to be emotional. It's going to be raucous. And, oh, by the way, you're playing Notre Dame. I mean, you throw it all in together. The Irish with a bunch of new faces. Brian Kelly knows what he's walking into. He's been there before, and he knows what's coming up.
All right, so that is Sunday night. We told you 7:30 on ABC. Let's jump to tomorrow night. Now, here's the thing. History is not very kind to Carolina on this. North Carolina has not defeated Virginia Tech in back-to-back seasons since the late 1930s. Okay? Virginia Tech is 1-11 against AP-ranked teams at home since 2010. Something gives tomorrow night.
Has to. And the thing that, to me, makes this so interesting is that there are different pressures in this game. There's pressure on North Carolina, unlike here at NC State, who's heard about top 10, and you're going to be this, and you're going to be that. You got a Heisman guy. You know, North Carolina, been there in terms of, all right, Mack Brown in 97, last time they had a preseason top 10 team at North Carolina. How do they handle the fact that everybody expects them to be good?
Yeah.
You got new wideouts, you got new running backs, a lot of pieces in place. I'm curious to see how the defense plays, because I've heard nothing but great things about North Carolina defensively in the fall. And the pressure on Virginia Tech to get off to, number one, a great start. You have a front-loaded schedule at home. You got to, right? All the talk in the offseason about, man, can Virginia Tech finally get over it? They've had great success against North Carolina scoring, right? They're averaging over 40 points a game under Justin Fuente against the Heels. They scored over 40 last year and still lost the game. So defensively, I want to see what the Hokies do. We've talked about their wideouts and so forth. Braxton Burmeister doing his thing. This game has it all. And again, another electric atmosphere. The Hokie Nation finally gets back together. Yep. 66,000 strong. Game's already sold out. Crank up, Enter Sandman, 6 p.m. on a Friday night. Something's got to give in that game.
Yeah, Labor Day night, we'll take you back to Atlanta for Louisville and Ole Miss. Cards are...
Team of Destiny. No, Team of Mystery. Could be a Team of Destiny. But they are the Team of Mystery. I have no idea. Even after SAT this week.
I have no idea.
I don't. I have no idea. They could win 9 or 10. They could win 3 or 4. I just don't know.
I and see I a slogan game, there somewhere, Vince Tyree. I see a slogan. I have no idea.
Team of Mystery.
Team of Mystery. Malik Cunningham, we're going to see how much he's learned from a year ago.
Right, here's an idea. Turnovers.
I mean, I'll go back to the offensive line. I go back to the offensive line. I think the fact they bring back four guys in the offensive line who contributed a lot in the last couple of years, I think really counts for – now, what does it mean Monday night?
Yeah.
To me –
they're going to score.
Oh, it's got a chance to be arena football on a big field.
They're going to score.
It really does. It might be first to 50.
I said it kiddingly, but I do think that game has a chance to just be a pinball game, man, just back and forth and, you know, stuffing your neck. That's the one thing we learned about it in August.
Let me say this. You see on this screen where the game starts at 8 o'clock? It will not end before midnight. It's got four-hour college football written all over it.
It could be.
Oh, could be?
Yeah.
It's got four-hour college football written all over it.
I'll be watching.
Ball will be in the air from the first snap. I'm telling you, 4 hours of college football.
But how cool, though. Like I said, we have five consecutive days of ACC football as we start this thing. That's why I love the schedule. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, there is something for an ACC fan to sit there and go, hey, we got Louisville in a couple weeks. I mean, keep an eye on those guys. Keep an eye on them. And they're going to be fun to watch. I think they're going to score a ton. If the defense improves, which they have to, and if, biggest word in sports, hold on to the football, right?
Yeah.
Turnovers are an issue.
Should be fun. Louisville did not win a road game last year.
Nope.
Last time they beat an SEC team was Mississippi State in the Music City Bowl, Satterfield's first year. I hesitate to do this because we'll spend some time tomorrow on this, but we're not getting out of here without tagging the Tigers a little bit. What are we going to learn about Clemson? It's a real question. And the closer we get to kickoff, it's got a little bit of the Miami-Alabama thing. More conversation. How are the Tigers going to be up front? What's the run game going to be like? Is the depth a big factor? Clemson knows the stage. Georgia wants to be on the stage. 7:30 ABC, Chris Fowler, Kirk Herbstreit, Holly Rowe in Uptown Charlotte for the Dukes Mayo Classic.
And there's some, you know, rumors floating around regarding guys that may not be playing for Clemson on the defensive side. Same thing with Georgia. I get the chance to talk to Dabo this afternoon on radio. I'm sure we'll play clips of that tomorrow on the program. I'm sure he's not going to tell you anything other than you'll find out Saturday who's available to play. So, again, who knows what happens from a rumor perspective, but there will be great talent, as I said to you yesterday. That field Saturday, Bank of America, is loaded with Sunday dudes. And Georgia, by the way, I saw a crazy stat. The Kirby Smart, the Dogs, have lost four consecutive top five matchups. That is the longest losing streak in the country in that department.
There you go.
So, a lot to play for, needless to say.
Don't forget, we've got a triple header for you right here on ACC Network. Coming up on Saturday, we'll start at noon, Alumni Stadium at Chestnut Hill. Phil Jurkovec and the Eagles back to work against Colgate. 4 o'clock, Heinz Field, Pittsburgh. Panthers and UMass have never played. Never played.
What did I tell you the other day?
What?
They're the Minutemen.
The
you
Minutemen.
Know why?
Why?
It's how long that game's going to be competitive.
Okay, thanks very much. Ronnie Jones and LaRisha Harris and I will be at Heinz Field. Then ACC Primetime Football presented by GEICO. 150 Bobby Dodd Way for Georgia Tech and Northern Illinois. Mr. Hasselbeck will be there with Dave O'Brien and Kelsey Riggs for Saturday night in Midtown Atlanta. All right here on ACC Network and available, of course, on the ESPN app. When we come back, I'll look ahead to the access with Miami, and we welcome you back to ACC football. Next, when Packer and Durham continue from Raleigh.
The Packer and Durham Podcast. Packer and Durham. 2020 speaks for itself. While we hope to never have to do that again, it did give us some surprises we'll never forget. We saw new faces, overtime thrillers, unexpected upsets, and in the end, a familiar dynasty continued. Last year, we needed all that. College football gave us a reason to smile, cheer, to hope, and believe. But it hurt to see the sport we love missing some of its perfect pieces. The traditions, the pageantry, the fans. And now we are more than ready for the mayhem of Enter Sandman at Lane Stadium. The rumble of the Ramblin' Wreck. The roar of the Seminoles at Doak. We can almost feel the energy of the entrances through the smoke, on a gallop and down the hill. We can almost hear the boom of the bell, the hype of the howl, the chants of defense on fourth and inches, and the hysteria of the home crowd after a late touchdown. In 2020, we needed college football. This year, college football needs us, our passion, our pride, and our tailgates. Welcome home. We're back.
So true. And Wes, you know, last week, even turning on the tube on Saturday in Illinois, Nebraska, and the fans and the crowd, and you put your feet up, you got a cocktail or whatever you're doing, and you're like, man, thank goodness college football is back. And tonight, this place will be noisy. They'll be jubilant. Charcoal will be in the air about half an hour from now. And, you know, it's just great, man. It's the best time of the year knowing, hey, the next 16, 17 weeks, every weekend, you're getting ready for this. So I'm pumped. All of us just can't wait for college football.
Yeah, it's going to be a great weekend. Kicks off tonight, of course, here on ACC Network with South Florida visiting NC State. USF comes in after Jeff Scott's initial season down there. Looking forward to seeing Dave Doran's team obviously take the field. Coach going to be with us coming up here at 9:30. Then we move on to tomorrow night in Blacksburg. Old Dominion Wake Forest, also a part of our ACC Network schedule tomorrow night. You'll get to see Dave Clawson's Deacons against the Monarchs. That'll be, you know why? Because Old Dominion did not play football last year. They opted out. New coach there, Robbie Rain, they'll be playing their first game for him in his second year on the job, but his first game.
And don't sleep on Old Dominion. I mean, the last time they played an ACC team, ask the Hokies how that turned out. That was a crazy game. And, you know, Duke's going to be down in my backyard Friday night. So, I mean, pretty busy weekend in the Queen City. Little East Carolina App State tonight.
Yep.
Duke in Charlotte on Friday. And this little game called Clemson, Georgia on Saturday night in the Queen City.
Hope you got a chance to see episode 2 last night of All Access with Miami Football leading up to Saturday afternoon's game with Miami at Mercedes-Benz Stadium in Atlanta. It's been a really well-done piece. And last night, we got a chance to focus on two of the Canes' biggest stars, safety Bubba Bolden and wide receiver Mike Harley.
Are you going to be in the Panthers? I mean, it's 3 spots left. So let's be realistic. Derrick King, Mike Harley Jr. That one.
You see where it says Ed Reed, Sean Taylor? It's going to say Bubba Bolden right there. Ed Reed, Sean Taylor, Bubba Bolden.
Let's get it.
I'm going to show you up today.
You might.
Hey, make that kid. No.
Come across that middle, too.
You know that's where I make that money at.
Mike.
Let me get Mike.
Oh, my God. That's a great rock.
Let me get him. He got me last time.
Yeah, baby.
Go play, boy.
No.
Yes, sir. Touchdown.
When I say safety, legend, GOAT, I mean take a pick to the crib.
Y'all got that.
Again, congratulations to Joe Disney, Chris Duzan, all the people involved in the Miami All Access. It was fabulous production.
Excellent. And all of them have been. You know, that one was cool. I think it just gets you in the mood to say, all right, it's Bama, it's Miami right out of the gate. Those guys know what's coming up.
There you go. All right. Step aside here, top of the hour when we come back. The athletics director at North Carolina State University will be here. Boo Cargan going to join us live. Game day in Raleigh. Wolfpack Nation back in the house tonight. Wearing some smart jerseys, too. Look at the bricks. Slobbering Wolf. Me and the Get Back, Coach. Hour 2 next.
This is the Packer and Durham Podcast.